Chili cheese dog man.
It's your fault because we were talking about him yesterday.
I knew it. I told everyone. I said, you know, we had a long conversation about hot dogs.
An extensive conversation yesterday.
And it led into chili cheese dogs. And I'm like, you know what Hunter did? He got a hankering for chili cheese dogs, but he doesn't know moderation when it comes to chili cheese dogs.
I mean, you don't know when to stop when it comes to chili and cheese, man.
No. I've been with you for 5 years. I know exactly what you did, and I know exactly what your body's doing right now.
The thing, I got a foot long, too. There's a big wiener going down the tubes, man.
just destroying your insides all the way down. Just a foot long a hot dog canoe careening down a smud slide of chili all the way. Yeah, all the way.
My mouth, the one end of the tube is like, ooh, this is delicious. The other end of the tube is like, no.
No, what are you doing, you sick son of a bitch? This shouldn't be this much. This is terrible. All right, well, are you at least feeling a little better for now?
Yeah. All right. Yeah, I guess. All right. We'll work on it.
You know, for God's sake, it's like we have to tell your wife to, like, limit you like a toddler. Like, no, Hunter, only two chili cheese dogs.
It's like I need one of those dog bowls that go in a spiral so I can't just wolf everything down.
Not even chewing. Just well, we're glad you're back and feeling better. Don't worry. First break was fine. We got through it. Everyone sends their well wishes and tells you to stop eating chili cheese dogs, at least so many of them.
I'm going to need them.
Yeah, exactly.
Pray for me, please.
Just a 55-gallon drum of Pepto. That's what we got to get you right there. All right. Well, anyway, we got to keep her moving. It's time for your 6 a.m. WTF of the day.
This is WTF of the day on the Plan B Morning Show.
You know, who doesn't like to pamper themselves, Hunter, right?
Yeah.
You have a nice day, maybe a nice bath with some candles lit and some soft music and wine. Well, a couple in Maine left their house for an overnight trip on Sunday, and when they got home the next morning, they realized someone had broken in and was still there, so they called 911. It turned out the 34-year-old guy from Norway named Sean Schoonmaker had broken into their house on Valentine's Day and made himself at home. He parked in their garage, rummaged through their stuff, made dinner, and then took a romantic candlelit bath.
Wow. You know, it's just, dude, it takes balls. You know, like when, put yourself in the situation. You break into a house. How do you feel? You're frantic, right? Yeah. I'm frantic.
Yeah.
I'm like, dude, I'm going to get out of here as fast as I can get. I'm going to grab the stuff that I need. I'm out.
It's B&E, bro. I mean, and then you're adding stuff to it. Like, it shouldn't just be a very calm, cool, collected situation at all.
You know? It means he's done it so much that he's so comfortable in the situation, he can literally kick back, have some food, watch some TV.
Make a candlelit bath. Yeah. So
Jesus.
Here's what's, it got you a little weirder, too. He rearranged a bunch of their stuff, including family photos, and he smoked cigarettes in, quote, every room.
Oh, my God.
The book. Yeah.
That guy just had an agenda, though. That guy was doing something, you know.
Did he, really like these people and wanted to, like, be part of their family? Is that what it is? You know, like, one of those weird, like, talented Mr. Ripley things? You know what I mean?
You know, if you're readjusting the family pictures, you're just there to creep people out, I think, at that point.
And it's true. It didn't say he taped his face into the family photos. That would have been a little weird. More weird, anyways. Obviously, he got arrested and is facing burglary and theft charges. But, hey, at least he had himself a nice, relaxing Valentine's Day. That's all we can ask for.
And he smells good, too.
He smells great. Yeah, he's going, I don't know. He's going to go to that jail cell smelling like lavender and rose petals.
It might not work out for him, huh?
Boy, you smell good. You smell good. Oh, yeah, it's this new lavender soap that I was using.
We'll show you where the wild goose goes.
Ursula, help. All right, there you go. That's your 6 a.m. WTF of the day.